Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome all of you who are coming from the Blog Talk. Amen. Combining together with the First Fruits line and the Blog Talk coming together, which represent millions of people all over the world. I understand that there are over 100 million different listeners, and we give God glory for you. Amen. And when the Lord spoke that to me about this is the new awakening, I said, shift. He said, a spiritual shift. I said, shift from what? From the give me approach. For ages they have just approached me with give me. And God said, I said, ask, but they've come to bombard me with, ask me for this, ask me for that. And I know what they need if they would just simply thank me. He said, I'll make a difference. And I'll give miracles like they never seen in 2016. And so we've been promulgating the spiritual shift. Amen. A shift in the Lord. And he's done just what he said he would do. Amen. He knows all about our needs, and he grants our needs. And many times he'll just give us our heart's desire. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name. I want to pray today. That's one thing we can do together. Pray. If you join in with me, that's fine. Amen. Then we're going to praise him together. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, my God, what a sweet aroma it is to even think of your goodness. But when we think of your goodness and all that you've done for us, our soul starts to cry out, hallelujah, and we begin to thank God for saving us. I am aware that that is the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ, for he came to seek and to save those who are lost. And God, help us, Lord, to accomplish your purpose and your goals here on earth. Thank you for this Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line and for the blog line coming together. Two lines dedicated to praying to you and to praising you. And God will give you all the glory, all the praise and the adoration. We just love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for life, for health, and for strength. We know that the enemy is trying to convince you and accusing us and saying that we shouldn't live. Many of us, he's doing that. And if he had been in charge, many of us on this line would have been dead 20 years ago. But thank you, God. You thought it so befitting to not only create the good for us, but also the bad. And because you created the bad, we are now able to give you more glory, because the bad would be cancer and would be diabetes and other things. But because you created those things, you can control them. And so when we get, does any of us on this line, any, who perhaps deal with cancer, God is able to speak to it as the big boss and tell it to leave her alone, leave him alone. And all of a sudden, the doctors give a report that I can't find no cancer anywhere. So we want to thank you, Lord, for being the creator and the big boss of these negative nuances. Also, God, thank you for it. Because without your help and without your healing virtue, we would be just like a ship lost without a sail. But we come, Lord, this morning to say much obliged, because, God, nobody could have done it but you, and who understands much obliged more than you. For, Lord, you made the heavens and the earth, and then you made man and woman. And because of it, we're able to have life. Yeah. And we're able to have it more abundantly. Thank you for saving us through Jesus and for filling us with the Holy Ghost. We appreciate it, Lord. Your spirit dwells within us. And God, we're so, so much better with your spirit within us. Thank you for everything that you're going to do today here and everything that you have done. I am aware that you are the one who's blessed. You're the one who's seen us through the storm and the rain. And you're the one who made the wind. Thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. And we glory in you. It's a wonderful day to give you glory and praise. And we love you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And we pray for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And amen. All of you who, good morning. I want to just hear you speak because I'm speaking to you. Good morning, everybody on this prayer line.
Good morning.
You know, I appreciate y'all being here and welcome you on this prayer line. Recognize many of your voices. Amen. I've been looking forward to hearing that good morning from you. It makes a lot of difference. You know, if it makes a difference to me, and that's a good thing, I believe, all good things come from God. And therefore, it must make a lot of difference to him to hear you speaking to him. The enemy would have it that nobody on this line or around the world would speak to God. He hates God. But the opposite happens. He got people like you. Yeah. And I'm sure he asked God, why do you keep on blessing her? Why do you keep on blessing him? Yeah. And God may give an answer that we perhaps got from him. And the answer would be, she's all I got. He's all I got. Amen. I know they're not perfect, but they're all I got. I know sometimes they fail to obey me, but they're all I got. I created them, and they're better than they used to be, but they're coming, and they haven't gotten there yet. Yeah, that's my testimony about God. He's all I got. Yeah. And I'm so happy to say that testimony. Lord, I need you. Lord, I want you. And Lord, you're all I got. Can't make it without you. You make the difference. Oh, you are so supreme and so glorious and so wondrous. So amazing. God, you're so astounding. And you're all we got. We want to speak to him. We want everybody to speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank everybody in your special place. Yes, and we are excited. We're here. We're mobile today, so we are taking the family with the unit today to another city and metropolis, so we give God the praise. But we're live on Neil, and the studio is live as well, and we're broadcast from NPA2.com, and we can be reached by calling to our original number, 347-934-0207, and we're being heard literally all over the world. Wow, can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. Oh my, we'll be heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Mexico, oh my Lord, Afghanistan, Iraq, oh wow, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God, but I want to thank our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. May God ever bless you, sir, and keep on doing what you do. Back to you.
Thank you so much. Amen. And we certainly don't take it for granted. We read that scripture, he that humble himself shall be exalted. But those who think so highly of themselves, unlike Paul, who said in 1 Timothy that I am the chief of sinners. That's what Paul said. And look what happened to him. In other words, Paul humbled himself. And even 2,000 or so close to years after he said those words, here we are calling his name and remembering Paul, because he knew the secret. He didn't humble himself. So therefore, we come to you as humble servants of the Lord. We love you and we appreciate you being here. Amen. I want to ask, whoever the Lord spoke to, I know he spoke to them, because he wouldn't leave me without a witness here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be happy to take that. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. It's a thankful Thursday. Good morning, everybody. I'll be happy
to take
that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, sister. This is Brother Lonnie.
I know. Good morning. I have a praise report. I'd like to lead out, and anyone else, let's follow suit.
I am very grateful.
I am 4 days on my new job, so I am thanking God for what he has done and the doors he has opened for me. My son received a scholarship on Monday night, so I was on the line for the Ambassador-elect meeting. I did hear you, Ambassador Johnson. Thank you so much for taking time on Mondays. My third prayer request for my daughter is feeling a lot better. So I am just grateful. I am just lifting up anyone else who has a praise report. Let's keep this flowing. I am in and out, but I am on the line because I am getting ready for work. The next person, go ahead.
Go ahead and give your praise report.
Good morning. This is Brother Lonnie. I just want to give honor to my pastor, Dr. Vernard Johnson, all the saints at Amazing Grace, all the prayer warriors on the prayer line. I just want to give God the glory on yesterday for and today for waking me up and giving me the opportunity to see a new day, to go forward, to do his will, for protecting me through the night. And I went through my court hearing yesterday. And I didn't get the outcome that I was expecting, but it was still a victory. It was still a victory in Jesus' name. And I thank him for that. And that's my praise report for today. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Brother Lottie. So good to hear your voice. Next person, go ahead.
This is Mother Wilson, Metro Tennessee.
Good morning,
Oh, pretty good. I hope my niece is on the line, but I want to give a praise report of my sister. But if she's on the line, about her being there with her all night, I would like for her to give a praise report. Her name is Catherine Bowen. Are you there, Catherine? Are you there? She might be trying to get on, but she said last night if she hadn't been awake, we would have lost her last night. But she's doing a little bit better now. But I hope she be done got on by the time the prayer request has come on. But I thank God for my sister still being with us. That's my prayer, praise report.
Okay, hopefully she. All right, good morning. Next person.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Leg Mother Digby. I thank and give honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank him for being saved and sanctified, is baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, that with fire, and having a mind to holy follow the Lord. I thank the Lord for how I requested prayer for my son on yesterday because he kept having a shortness of breath. And I want to say, yesterday he hadn't had another one. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is so good, and I thank him for making ways and opening doors. I want to say, I was listening to hear Brother Lonnie. I want to hear because I thank the Lord for how the Lord gave him a victory. I want to say the Lord don't always do what we, because he got so many ways to deliver us, ways that we haven't even thought of. God got those ways because he's God. And I thank and praise him just for being God and for being God all by himself. And I thank him for all of his blessings. God is so good. Thank you. And pray my strength in the Lord.
Thank you, Mother Davey. Good morning. Good to hear your voice. Next person.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, I just thank and praise God for his goodness. I just thank and praise God for just being a greeter at Meijer Supermarket and how many people's lives that I touch come through the door. I just thank him because they come back and tell me, you don't know what how you make me feel when you say, how you doing, or bless you. They just they makes me feel good, and I thank God for his light that shines in me. And I just thank and praise him because he is truly good.
Good morning. That was wonderful, Mother Johnson. Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Yes, good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. I praise God for another day that he has blessed me. I do honor Chief Ambassador Johnson and each and everyone on the line. I just want to share, it was my prayer on yesterday that I'm asking God for a miracle because I know he's a miracle-working God. We just had an example of what God had done. If there was someone we knew in Fort Worth, Texas, one of our church members' family, that already was comatose from a car accident, and they had given him up, and the doctor said that the last day would be the end of February. And so they got ready to, they found out he was an organ donor, and they got ready to harvest his organs. And before they do that, they always test the organs again. This is what they were telling us at Bible study on last night. And so when they got ready to do that, they found out that there was an infection in the kidneys. So they gave him one more day, or in the liver. They gave him one more day. Because of that one more day, his family members went down and wanted to say their final goodbyes. And when they did that, the young man said, hi. After all this time of being comatose,
thank you, Lord.
Last month. And I tell you, we just rejoice, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. Because that was just a prime example of that. God is still a miracle-working God. I said, what time for me to hear that even the more? To just be an example of what he is, and which I know he's a miracle. I see it every day. He's a miracle worker. And I
good
tell
morning.
You, that
this is Catherine Gore.
I mean, been in the coma for over a month. And God
this,
did
this
it.
This is Catherine Gore, the niece of Mother Wilson.
Praise God.
All right, hold on, Sister Boyce. We'll get to you in just a minute. Someone sent some praise report there. Go ahead, Mother.
I just wanted to say that God did it for him, and we are just rejoicing with this mother and family on what God did for this young man. He was just comatose from being in a serious head-on collision in Fort Worth, Texas, and had not come to. But God allowed him to have this one more day that they were going to test and took him down to remove his organs. And the family said they were going to do their final goodbyes, and the young man spoke and said hi. He was a pastor, and he got him on the phone, and he began to tell him he loved him, and the young man said, and I love you too. God that I serve. But I know he's no respected person. What he do for one, he can do for another. And I hold firm for what he's going to do for my husband. Praise God.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let me ask you, what family was that in Fort Worth, Texas? We lived there for many years.
Yes, sir.
Whitakers. Beg your pardon?
Yes, for the name.
Yeah, what was the name of the family?
Whitakers.
Yeah, we know the Whitakers there. My God.
He's a pastor there. The dad is a pastor there.
Right, the Whitakers. We know them. All right, yes. My God, that's a great testimony.
Yes, sir.
All right, Sister, amen. Ambassador, let go ahead with it. Amen. Might be someone else with the praise report.
I believe I heard such a voice.
All right.
Hi, this is Catherine Boyce calling. I just want to call and give a praise report on last night. My aunt and myself and my husband prayed with Pastor Bernard about my mother, Lula, that's in the hospital, and she's on a vent. And I just thank God that while I was sitting there meditating about her condition and asking him to spare her life, and let her be with us a little longer. Although she's almost 84 years old, we still want our mother with us. Mm-hmm. And as I lay there meditating, the Spirit allowed me to look over at her, and her hands were in the air like she was praising the Lord, but I didn't know what was going on, and her machine started going off. And I got up, and the machine kept going off, and I went out to get the nurse, and the nurse came in, and, oh, thank you, Jesus, her vent holes had come loose, and she was not getting any air. And she was laying there gasping for breath, but except for the Lord, he woke me up, allowed me to open my eyes as I was meditating and look over at her, and allowed me to get her some help. And the nurse came in and got her hooked back up. And this morning, I thank God that she is still with us.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thank the Lord. She's still here. And rest in peace for this morning. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for the prayer last night. Because it is the prayers of the righteous that prevail.
You're welcome. God bless you. And Master-elect Charlotte Gray, you hear all these miracle praise reports. Amen.
You guys can't hear me, but I'm just like, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Back to
Lord,
back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My.
All right, then.
Thank you so much for sharing all your ladies and men. Brother Lonnie, is there anyone else who would love to give a praise report on the Faithful Thursday? There's time for you.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Tawana. I am in Overland Park. And I want to give just a praise report to the Lord this morning and just thank him for the prayer line. I have been blessed by the prayer line. being part of the prayer line and listening in. I don't always speak up and talk, but I am blessed, and I've been blessed. And I just also just want to be a blessing. I believe that because I get on the prayer line and I listen in, I am blessed, that we need not to, you know, just forget to be sowers and sow into the word and to sow into the blessing. And Ambassador Bernard Johnson and First Lady, his wife, and the prophets that the Lord bless us to listen to and to give us a word, that we also need to sow into it. So I have sown into this ministry, sown into the prayer line, and I have been blessed. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I believe she said she was out of Oakland Park and she sowed into the ministry. Is that correct,
yeah,
ma'am?
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
I know at our church, they when it's offering time, we start screaming, saying, offering time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, young lady. Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson, unless you want me to get some more.
That's good. Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. You did a wonderful job. And the willing workers, that's beautiful. I just want to give my praise for it. I want to thank God, all of those who have been so kind to our ministry. We needed a blessing and went to Walmart. Someone called in a reference number and blessed us real good at Walmart. And then before I can leave Walmart again, got another call, and there was another blessing waiting on us at Walmart. I just praised God. I said, Lord, they just tried to make me shout up here in Walmart and give God the glory. I don't mind at all. Look like the more I shouted, the more people called. And I want to thank you so much. And thank you so much, Prophetess Baker. Thank you so much, Sister Tawana. Amen. And thank you.
Amen.
I think the other person wanted to be anonymous, but we thank you.
Are you
so,
listening?
So very much.
Mom.
All right, somebody trying to say something? Well, thank you so much. And then I got a phone call. I was sitting here on my computer. Thought I needed a new computer. And I just happened to mention it and just say I need a new computer to the Lord. And I said, God, I could have been done with this, but it takes three to four times as much time to do it because I need a new computer. And before I knew it, I got a text. It said, we have got your new computer. Mm.
Oh,
and it will be there on by the 10th of March. Amen. Anybody got a calendar? When is the 10th of March? I'm looking
on a Thursday.
All right.
Thursday.
Yes, Lord, have mercy.
On a
Thursday.
The 10th of March is
Wednesday.
All right. Well, whenever, I'm looking forward to it. In the name of Jesus, I want to thank that person or those persons from First Fruits, amen, who honored me. God told me some time ago that those who bless you, son, I will bless. Those who curse you, I will curse. The voice of the Lord said that to me. And I certainly know that you'll be blessed bountifully and overwhelmingly. Thank you for it so much. Now maybe I can do more for the Lord. And this is a computer age, and we need quick, fast-working computers in order to really do the work quickly. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Appreciate you so very much. Not like a woman who goes and does a lot of accolades and stuff like that. I'm a man, and when I say I appreciate you, please know that that goes a long way. God bless you and keep you. All right? We are concerned about you. We want to get your prayer request. Because somebody may have their back against the wall. I say this over and over again. Why do you do that? Well, I found out through my studies that God is the creator and he is a God of repetition. Amen. He repeats, and he's not senile. Many things I do on this line over and over again on purpose. Amen. And he takes the foolish things to baffle the minds of the wise. But God does things that we think are so silly, but he does them on purpose. And because he is the God of repetition. Check the word out. Even in the synoptic gospel, why do you think they're synoptic? When God wrote the Bible through the auspices of God himself, and he used people to put the words down. Check it out. Why do you think they call it the synoptic gospels? Because God is a God of repetition. Those similar gospels, amen. Why do you think in the Old Testament that you hear the Ten Commandments more than once? He knows, and he knew that he wrote them one time, but he repeated it over and over because he knew the people needed to hear that in order to get it. Amen. I preach a message, how to recognize the real voice of God. I've got about at least 10, maybe 12, 15 messages I haven't preached ever before. But why do I preach that message over and over again? Because God is a God of repetition. He wants that to get in your spirit to know that. Because the enemy is trying his best to confuse you. Amen. But that message has clarity and is, as I call it, perspicaciously clear. There is only two voices, and use the 50-50 principle. If it's not God, it is the enemy. The Lord bless you and keep you. We want to hear your prayer request. Who did the Lord speak to and tell to receive the prayer request as a volunteer?
It's me, Ambassador Johnson, Ambassador Stern. Amen.
Right,
praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm here on board this morning, and I hear the prayer bells ringing down in my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. You want me to go ahead, Ambassador?
Yes, ma'am. Mine is open to you.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, saints. Amen. 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 There is a shout of a praise on this line this morning. And I don't know about you, but those praise reports that I heard this morning that the Lord raised another Lazarus from the dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Mary and Martha was weeping and they went to the Lord and told him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And they thought the man of God, whoever of the family members, thought that they were going to say their last remarks to their loved ones. And he opened his mouth and said, hi. You talking about that ain't a miracle? My God, that's a miracle. And then the woman of God who was there in the bedroom at the hospital, oh, my God, at the right time, at the right place, and she heard the noise coming from her mother. Oh, my God, I heard that this morning. And she went to tell the nurse or the doctor, and had she not been there, I'm telling you, Ambassador Johnson taught us in the word of God that witchcraft was in heaven, and witchcraft was in that room, but guess what? God stepped in right on time. You talking about a miracle. That's
Amen.
On this line. Amen. And I think we're taking it a little bit too lightly. Amen.
Oh,
I believe we ought to give God another praise for the victory and for the miracles. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Come on,
let's
shout about it this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for the miracles, oh God, that came across this line on this morning, oh God. You brought life back to someone, hope back to someone, deliverance back to someone. Thank you, thank you. And I ask the death that was supposed to be fatal. God, you brought him. You said it, oh God, and we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. What looked bad, amen. What the enemy meant for evil, God, you turn it around. Hallelujah for our glory. And we ought to praise you for it, God. Thank you, thank you. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. We ought to praise him in our spirit this morning. Praise him in our voice. Praise him. Honor him. Shake him on my Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Before we can ask you for anything, we ought to praise you for what you already done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you how you met blessed Mother Johnson in Indiana, Mother Willie Johnson, being an example in a big store like Myers. That's a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
But yet and still, she's got a boy. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you, saints. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I couldn't go no further until God get his due benevolence. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. And I don't remember names, but I remember the praise report. And it's already written in heaven. Amen. That the Lord did it again. Amen. Somebody say, Lord, you did it again. Amen. He did it again. Amen. I'm excited about the Lord today. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been having a little problems with my phone. And yesterday I told my husband, we got to get new phones. Amen. Amen. And praise God, I'm in my element. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm not dead. I'm alive. Amen. And the devil can't shoot prayer out of you. I'm going to tell you that right now. Amen. A gun can't shoot it out. The words can't shoot it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm about my Father's business. And we're here to take your prayer request this morning. Amen. Who has a prayer request? We're here to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I just heard the Lord say, while you had the people praising God, that somebody got healed. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Somebody got healed. Everybody should have got it, but somebody got it. Let's give the Lord a praise right there. Anybody on here today is crazy enough to say, Lord, it was me? Anybody on here that felt that? Anybody on here that caught that? Amen. Because I'm telling you, I believe it was me and somebody else. Amen. We cannot sit on God. Hallelujah. When you sit on the Spirit, you stop your own blessings. Amen. I was just in Thessalonians this morning, and it say, quench not the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Anybody got blessed off of that this morning? Can we hear your praise?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You don't know when you got blessed. Amen.
I'm
like I
thank
about to say, you ought to know when a miracle hits your door.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Can you hear the voice of the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I was in Samuel this morning, and I heard and saw in the word of God that the Lord had to speak to Samuel four times before he heard him. Hallelujah. God need to only speak to you one time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he even had to ask Eli, was it him? But you ought to know the voice of the Lord. Did somebody get delivered this morning off these praise reports and off this prayer line? If you got delivered, are you there? Can you make a praise report even now?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank
you, Lord. Who is that saying thank you, Jesus? Do you feel it in your spirit? Matter of fact, I hear the Lord say, I'm going to give you another chance to praise me. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you another chance even right now. Hallelujah. Get down in your spirit. Get up in the spirit of the Lord. We bind up Satan's line right now in Jesus' name. We bind you up, Satan, and the praises will come. Hallelujah. Glory. I guarantee if you praise God right now, it will make prayer easy. I guarantee you if you praise God right now, you'll forget about the hurt. You'll forget about the pain. You'll forget about the bills, the stress. Oh, God, touch your people this morning in the name of Jesus. Let them come forth and praise God. The waves already bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Instead of worrying about the problem, thank God for what he's already done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can't depend on nobody but God. Even when we pray for you, you got to trust God. Hallelujah to God. It's up to you